Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. Picture this: a cozy doggy living room, goggles perched on muzzle, a group of Shiba Inus immersed in the glossy pixelated realm of virtual reality. The latest trend to get the tails wagging in our Shiba-led society isn't your typical walk in the park. Instead, it's virtual reality fetch, VRF, a futuristic game turning traditional fetch into a digital revolution. Are Shibas leading this immersive charge into gaming? Let's pause and reflect. The inception of VRF is a tale of innovation and community. Developed by a pack of tech-savvy Shibas, VRF orchestrates a wag-worthy experience. Sporting the latest tail motion sensors and VR headsets designed for the distinct Shiba cranium, these dogs are breaking the barriers of the physical world, embarking on quests filled with mythical bones and cyberparks. "I rough this game," barks Shiro, a 3-year-old Shiba with an e-sport rank worth howling about. What fluffs his interest? It's like fetch, but with unlimited sticks, and no need to worry about that pesky "do not chase the squirrel" sign. And he's not alone. VRF lounges opened up all around, becoming the latest hotspot for the four-legged. But VRF is much more than a playful romp in a digital wonderland. It's a game changer, quite literally. Shibas are piloting the move from competitive esports to cooperative, experience-based play. Traditional esports models thrive on head-to-head, nail-biting competition, but VRF introduces a new layer: collective enjoyment and skill enhancement without the aggressive bite. One might wonder if a canine-led tech revolution, hovering on the brisk of virtual reality, could reshape our notions of playtime. Rumors in the Hydrant pipeline speak of a VRF World Championship, which may give those esports cats a run for their money. After all, who wouldn't tune in to watch a team of Shibas decked out in VR gear, sink their tail wags, and catch virtual frisbees? Now, consider the social implications. VRF is not just about the triumphs of virtual fetch. It's the continuation of a digital dog park, where Shibas socialize beyond the screen. They yap about strategy and sniff out the newest game updates. Think of it as pet working 2.0. A witty nod to the importance of social structures, even amidst technological advancements. As the fascination with VRF grows, so does the potential economic impact. The Bitbiscuit economy, mentioned previously in an article on Shiba Esports, is sure to take another luscious, meaty bite with this innovation. In-game purchases could revolutionize the way Shibas cough up their coins. Forget chew toys, it's all about digital goodies now. And if that's not a reason to bark at the moon, what is? To wrap this up with a cozy blanket right out of the dryer, VR Fetch confirms the flexibility and creativity of Shiba Inus when it comes to new forms of entertainment. Gone are the days of simple digital pets. We have Shibas pushing the envelope and leaving lasting paw prints in the virtual sand. So, fur friends, is this a gaming revolution? Judging by the excited barking and the wagging tails, it appears so. Shiba society has mastered the art of combining the charm of traditional games with the allure of unbounded technology. Will the next Shiba shake be a virtual gesture? Only time will tell.